Feral swine populations are a huge problem for agricultural producers all over the country, and one of the hardest hit states is California. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. It seems to me one way to control out-of-control pig populations is by hunting, and here is expert hog hunter from California, Bill Burnett.
The pigs that we were hunting, what would happen is pigs tend to travel further than most people think. These pigs were traveling about a mile and a half a day, and they would spend the night in the foothills where the oak trees are, and then they would cross the open country of the ranch to a bordering pistachio farm on the southern edge. These pigs would routinely travel this mile and a half back and forth, and what we would try to do is catch them between their two food sources of the acorns of the foothills and the pistachios and the farmland. We would set up in the creek bottoms, and every morning these pigs would come down the creek bottom in a single file line, and we would wait for them to go into the pistachio fields where we didn't have permission to hunt, and we would stick close to the fence lines. And that's been the best luck that we have, is sticking close to the fence lines of public-private property and hunting those edges and catching them right when they come out of their food source to get back to their bedding area.
So I guess the main message here is to do your homework before your hunt. Find out where wild pigs are, touch base with private landowners, and see if they'll let you hunt their property, and then go on, be safe, and have a ball. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.